Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This hour is being brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
A kick and pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a slider off the outside. Kittredge strikes out the side. How about Andrew Kittredge? He had an immaculate top of the seventh. Nine pitches. Nine strikes. Three outs. What a performance.
Welcome back in. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. It is the Rahimi and Harris Show with Mark Grody and Rami Makhlouf. And get ready to talk about the Cubs game, which you heard right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score last night. Yeah, everybody loved grabbing on to that. We have an immaculate inning. It has occurred for Cade Horton, who was really good last night. Let's talk about the Cubs game last night and then widen our conversation as well as to where we are as far as Cubs angst is concerned and where it actually might be coming from. But if I might, I'd like to share a little bit of breaking news on the Score, which is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. I just thought this was kind of interesting from Sportico. The current owners of the Chicago Bears, the McCaskey and Ryan families, have reached an agreement to share the equity owned by late investor Andrew McKenna in a transaction that values the Bears at roughly, you ready to hear what the Bears are worth right now?
Yeah.
$8.8 billion. According to multiple people familiar with the details, the two families will share the roughly 2% of the team as part of an agreement, said the people who were granted anonymity because the details are not public. After the transaction closes, the McCaskeys will own about 77.5% of the Bears, with the Ryans holding the rest. But 8.8 billion.
I'm not a money guy, Grody. That's why my wife is the CFO of the household. I'm not good with money. But I don't understand how companies are and organizations are valued. Like, I watch Shark Tank and they come out and they're like, I'm asking for $50,000 for 1% of my company. I'm like, how'd you come up with that number? What do you mean? What does that even make your company worth?
The worth of these teams is the most unrelatable thing in the world.
It's crazy.
And then it gets crazy ideas into your head to, like, why aren't they spending for everything and everybody? And I understand there are salary cap ramifications, but there will be some people's minds who go there. Good for the Bears. They're worth $8.8 billion.
I do know, at least I think, that doesn't mean they have $8.8 billion in the coffers just to spend. I don't think that's what it
means. Is that cash back? Can they go to the ATM and grab $7 billion? How would you like your money, sir?
I'm pretty sure that's not how it works.
No, it doesn't work. I don't know the ins and outs of that, but the team is worth. How much of it is liquid? I don't know how any of that works. Yeah, good for them.
Good for them.
$8.8 billion.
A lot of money.
Yeah, absolutely. Cubs yesterday with oh my God, that was, if there was a must win, there it was. Oh. The Cubs avoid the sweep day. They beat the Reds 6-1. They got what they needed from Cade Horton, who has been really good in general. As a matter of fact, he has not allowed a run, Rami, over his last 23 1/3 innings. That was the last time he gave up a run was early July. So that's pretty cool. I think I saw a graphic last night watching the game that he passes up Kerry Wood, who had held the rookie record
for most
scoreless innings. Yeah, they just put it up there real quick. So that's pretty cool. It's pretty nice, like, when you see like Cade Horton has not been a 10 this year by any means. He's not ready to step into the number one spot, but it's been a really nice development of Cade Horton so far for the Cubs.
It makes you feel better about, you know, a number three starter in a playoff series. And when they didn't go out and add to the starting rotation at the trade deadline, you just gave the stat. He hasn't allowed a run in 23 1/3. Could I add a couple more?
Please
Cade
do.
Horton
raise
stats
me.
To that?
Raise me.
Over his last six starts, a 1.05 ERA.
Wow.
And after his worst career start in Houston, where he gave up 7 earned runs in 4 innings, he's made 6 starts, 5 of them scoreless.
That's pretty awesome. That's really good.
He's been dominant.
Right. And it just, like, and then it makes you wonder, as this season, like, not only helping you now, but helping you in the postseason, which when he first 67 pitches last night. So they're still being careful with him. No doubt about it. There's no doubt he probably had more gas in the tank last night after 67 pitches. But they are using him like a guy that they want to make sure he's preserved to pitch when it really means something. And hopefully it really will mean something at the end of this year.
And with the way the bullpen has been a little shaky lately, I for one am like, I understand why they're taking him out at 67 pitches, but I start biting the fingernails when they do. You know, when they go to a Drew Pomeranz yesterday, I'm like, oh boy, here we go. And they got the job done yesterday. The bullpen got the job done yesterday.
I mean, in really good fashion. Andrew Kittredge strikes out the side in the seventh after giving up the 3-run homer the day before, which was painful because he got booed. Like, big credit to Craig Counsell for saying, get your ass back out there. And big credit to Andrew Kittredge for doing what he did, striking out the side after giving up the blat. Who was the guy that he gave? Spencer Steer. That's right. I just love that name. The Steer Dog. Yes. but you got to be happy for Andrew Kittredge.
Yeah. I mean, and you got to feel a lot better about Andrew Kittredge after seeing what you saw yesterday. That bullpen has been putting a knot in my stomach here for the last week or so, maybe a couple weeks now. It's been hit or miss with that bullpen here for a couple weeks, and it's tough to win baseball games when that's the case, especially when you're not scoring runs the way they haven't been.
There's no doubt the guys that you have, and this happens in bullpens. It's just a matter of hopefully they're not falling off the cliff, because it happens spontaneously. There's like this spontaneous combustion that occurs with relievers, where Adbert Alzolay last year,
right,
like all of a sudden he's no good, you know what I mean, like this happens with relievers, and you just hope that none of that is going on for this year. And I don't think that's the case, but you never know. Let's listen to Andrew Kittredge, as long as we are talking about him, what he had to say about his immaculate inning last night.
Listen, I feel like I deserved to be booed last night, and it was somewhat embarrassing performance. So, you know, I know that it kind of comes with the territory a little bit. So I try not to read too much into it and just try to be confident when I take the mound.
Yeah, it should be clear. He was talking about how he was booed the night before after giving up the Spencer Steer three-run homer. There were murmurs of boos, and then there were, then when he put runners on first and started two men on with one out, then it was like
it was raining.
You get your ass. Yeah. Did you think, by the way, those boos were really aimed at the pitcher or the situation that the Cubs, the very stressful situation this Cubs team has put their fans in, where they were seven and a half up on the Brewers, and now what, four games back of the Brewers right now?
Yeah.
So I thought those boos were kind of we're very uncomfortable right now with the Cubs boo.
Yeah, that was Cubs fans' frustrations flowing over and being directed at Kittredge. I don't think that was all about Kittredge.
It was not
right
about Kittredge
in that moment. No.
Yeah, you're good, Kitty. This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I like that kitty business, huh? Kittredge was good yesterday, and the home runs came.
Oh, man.
Dirty little secret here. Cubs offense was so good early in the season because they were hitting the ball over the wall. And Seiya Suzuki goes deep. Dansby Swanson with a home run. Ian Happ, all pretty late home runs in this game. So that was pretty nice. It's Grody and Maklouf here in for Rahimi and Harris. That had to make you feel good yesterday.
That probably more than anything made me feel good yesterday, Grody, because the heartbeat of this baseball team and the thing that was making it go and made them so good before the All-Star break was that offense, which was dominant. I mean, it was as good as, if not better, than any offense in any lineup in baseball, the way that they could put up runs, and the hiccups of the bullpen, and even some spotty starting pitching performances, they wouldn't be as glaring if you were scoring runs. I mean, I don't know if I've shared it in this time slot or with you, Grody. I have what I call the Maklouf theorem. Have I shared the Maklouf theorem with you?
I had no idea you had a theorem.
Okay. All right, boys and girls, get your pens and papers out.
Wow.
And write this down.
Turn it off my mic right now.
It's very complicated.
Robbie, write this down. I knew this was going to happen. Someday somebody was going to give a theorem on the radio, and here it comes.
If you're in your car, don't write it down, but otherwise,
write that down. Write that down.
The more runs you score, the more you can allow and still win baseball games. And the inverse is true, that the fewer runs you allow, the fewer you will need to score to win baseball games. I know, very complicated. I checked the math, guys. It checks out. It's a fact. It's real.
I'm scribbling this down.
I know. Try to keep up. But that was at the root of the problem of this Cubs team and their struggles here the last couple of weeks, is they just weren't scoring runs at the clip that they had been prior to the All-Star break. And if they can get back to that, We can deal with a little bit of a hiccup from the bullpen or from the starting rotation.
Amen.
The bullpen, the lineup just has gone silent since the All-Star break. And so seeing them put up the six runs yesterday and put the ball over the fence made me feel a whole lot better. I just hope that they can keep it going into the weekend against St. Louis and beyond, especially that Brewers series, that five-game Brewers series.
August 18th. Don't think I don't have that date in my brain right now. August 18th, a five-game series.
And between the Cardinals and the Brewers, they got the Blue Jays, who just scored 45 runs in a three-game series. So they're going to need to put up runs, I think, here in the next couple of weeks if they're going to stay in the hunt for the division and or at least keep that lead atop the wild card race.
If I may use my analogy now for scoring runs, it's the ultimate cleanser. It's like a fixer. It's like spraying Febreze all over your apartment, like when you need it in a moment's notice.
I love a good Febreze bomb. I love a good Febreze bomb. Oh, man.
You know, the problem with Febreze or anything is somebody walks into your place and they smell the Febreze, they know there's been some cleanup. Okay, where's the mess? What's been going on in this place? What the hell has been going on here? The other thing that I wanted to ask you, because we were talking about this backstage, and of course there is a certain amount of angst going on with the Cubs. The Cubs are still really good, guys. The Cubs are still probably going to be in the playoffs. It may be harder to get there by way of the division, but Rami, you were talking about what may be adding to some of the stress of Cubs fans.
Yeah, I haven't had a microphone for I don't know, a week or so, 10 days maybe, here on the Score, but I've been listening and I hear the panic, I hear the frustration, I hear the anger, whether it's with the way that they're playing or whether it's with the handling of the trade deadline and not, you know, addressing third base or not getting a starting pitcher or not doing, you know, adding a closer, a shutdown closer to share those duties with Palencia. And I get it. I'm not saying that there isn't any merit to those criticisms and with that anger and with that frustration. I don't think it would be what it is if the Brewers haven't looked indestructible since the All-Star break, or really since the last week in May. You know what I mean? And I know that the Cubs don't exist in a vacuum, but bottom line is they've had like a couple bad weeks, or maybe not even, maybe just like 10 bad days over the course of the season. And if you just step back and take the 30,000-foot perspective of it, it's still one of the best lineups in baseball. They still have the second or third best record in baseball. They've been the most consistent team in the major leagues this year. They haven't been swept yet this year. They don't have a losing streak longer than 3 games in the entire season. So I think if the Brewers weren't doing what they were doing, the hysteria wouldn't be as loud as it has been here the last couple of weeks with the struggles that the Cubs have had. I think that people are looking at the situation more than they're looking at the team itself. And bottom line is, man, the Brewers are just unstoppable right now. And I'm not saying they're not a good team and they can't keep winning at a high clip. They can't keep doing this.
Oh, don't say that, Rami. No,
they can't keep doing this.
I made the mistake of saying that at the beginning. I understand what you're saying. They're so hot right now that it's got to slow down. But I have my own sort of stress and angst from the fact that I thought this year would finally be the year where we could say, no more of this funny stuff from the Milwaukee Brewers. And I think it was, for me, it was symbolic when Willie Adames signed that deal with San Francisco. I was like, okay, I feel like it's safe to go back in the water again. Because Willie Adames was a growing Cubs killer. He was a destructor. But I was wrong. I was dead wrong. So for me to even doubt that they're going to become less hot than they are right now, I fear that greatly.
I thought the Brewers would be the team that the Cubs would have to contend with to win the division, even with the loss of Willie Adames, just because, and for those who don't know, I've spent some time in Milwaukee, worked up there. I still actually live up there and have followed this team pretty closely.
It's okay, Rami.
Willie Adames? So what? They lost Craig Counsell. They lost David Stearns. They lost Corbin Burns. They lost Josh Hader. They trade Devin Williams. It doesn't seem to matter who they trade or let walk in free agency. They find ways to plug those holes and keep plugging along and being a competitive baseball team. So I thought they'd be good. I thought they'd find a way to be good because they always do, but they're 9-1 in their last 10 games, Grody. They can't keep this up. You know what I mean?
Right.
And if they were, 6-4 or 7-3 in the last 10 games, the Cubs are a game or two out. And I don't think we're having the panic and hysteria that we're having if they're a game or two out versus 4 games out where they sit right now.
And conversely, the Cubs offense, and maybe last night was the start of it, the Cubs offense is going to get it back on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have reason to. I mean, you either believe in what the Cubs have done this year for the most part with the bats, or you don't. I still believe that they are going to be there. What scares me a little bit about the Cubs is their own past. Like, while Milwaukee has been doing similar things every year,
that is
so have the Cubs, literally back-to-back 83 and 79 seasons for the Chicago Cubs. Last year, they were 17-9. In April last year. And then there was the advert, all the stuff with the bullpen. That season started to slide out of contention in May. But in 2023, that was a choke season for the Cubs. They got it back on. They were in the lead, and then they just faltered down the stretch, 83-79. I don't think that's like worst case scenario. These are nuclear things that go through my head, with the Cubs, just thinking about their past and what has happened. Not their past, the last two seasons, 83-79. I don't think they're heading to that.
They're not winning 83 games this year. They have 66. If they win 83
games, it's a real problem.
You're going to hear me lose my mind on this radio station. I still think they're a 90-win ball club. And man, if they win 90 games and the Brewers still win the division, tip your cap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not 90 wins is, for me, and in any given season where I expect my team to contend and be a good, solid baseball team, 90 wins is the bar. If you hit that and you still don't win the division, you just tip the cap. You know what I mean? And I do still think they're a 90-win ball club. I do still think 90, maybe 92 or 93 wins gets this division. And again, if it doesn't, man, the Brewers were just that good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We'll just accept the Brewers. It's time to accept the Brewers as our savior. Yes, that is time we must accept them.
No.
No.
That's a bad take.
We got to take a break here. But first, real quick, there an apology has been made on the text line. Our friend from the 219, our guy Wayne, Rami, he said, Rami, I'm sorry I messed up your name, buddy.
All good, bud.
On live radio. It won't happen by me again. Great to talk to you guys. Wayne from Lafayette.
Appreciate you, Wayne. And don't worry about it. My name's been getting screwed up since attendance in kindergarten.
Nice to meet you, Lonnie.
Coming up next, we are going to talk to a guy that I think he's got great insight. He's a straight shooter. He is Matt Verderam from the NFL staff writer for Sports Illustrated. He knows the Bears very well. He knows the division very well, and he always has very succinct opinions. Matt Verderam joining us next on the Raheem and Harris Show on The Score.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Leila Rahimi, Marshall Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I told that staff when we came back from the summer that I need a bunch of truth tellers around me.
I need guys that aren't going to tell me what I want to hear, but are going to tell me how they see it. And then at the end of the day, I'll be able to assess the information and make a decision, and we'll go with it. And that's been the course so far.
Can Ben Johnson handle the truth? I love truth telling. Ben Johnson, the Bears head coach, for whom you just heard, has been a truth teller, or so it feels so far. As we welcome you back into the Rahimi and Harris Show with me, Mark Grody, Rami Makhlouf, sitting in for those two who shall return on Monday here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Let's keep the NFL and Bears talk hot. Now joining us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline is Matt Verderam, the NFL staff writer for Sports Illustrated, host of the Matt Verderam Show on Patreon, and he joins us right now. Download the Circa app today. We understand, Matt, that you've been hanging out in barbecue heaven with the Kansas City Chiefs. What's going on, man?
Yeah, good. Was out in Kansas City the last couple of days. Now back, and then the whole NFC North next week. So I've been moving around. Indy's done, Cincy's done. It's been a busy month, but a good month.
We'll get into the Bears and the NFC North, but since you've been in Kansas City, is everybody okay in KC? Is Patrick Mahomes in shape? Have they lost it because they lost in the Super Bowl? Because it did feel like the sky was falling last year.
No, I mean, I got to tell you, I watched them practice for a little over 2 hours yesterday, and they looked pretty good. They looked, Mahomes looked like Mahomes. Kelce, you could tell, slimmed down. I've seen them in the camps the last, I don't know, 3-4 years during the camp tours. He looked good. I thought Worthy clearly can run routes better than he could a year ago, especially at this time. I mean, the big question for them is going to be the left side of their offensive line. Of course, Joe Tooney's now in Chicago. They drafted Josh Simmons. Simmons has really looked the part so far, but it's early. Who knows? If the left side of that line is good, it's going to be really hard to beat them. I don't look. Somebody certainly can. The Eagles showed that. But would I pick them in the AFC? Yeah. I mean, based off of that team and their track record, yeah, I still think they're clearly the team to beat in the AFC.
So the Chiefs are the Chiefs. As usual, it feels like going into a Bears season, we don't know exactly what the Bears are. What have been, though, Matt, your early impressions about what you've been seeing, hearing, or reading about Caleb Williams and the Bears and Ben Johnson and what they should be expected to do this year?
Well, look, there's an expectation, right, that they're going to be better. Ben Johnson was the guy that everybody wanted to hire for the last couple of years. And for a little while, he had taken himself out of consideration. He wants to stay in Detroit, and then he goes to Chicago. I mean, you can't argue about the hire in the sense that he was everybody's guy. And now, look, he's in Chicago. He has Caleb Williams. Williams last year was inconsistent, but flashed, was sacked 68 times. That, to me, is the big thing here, is Ben Johnson working with Caleb Williams. You've got to get that number cut down to, like, half of that. You've got to be down to 30, 35. Because how many drives, when you get sacked, those drives are typically done. Like, statistically speaking, right, it either goes from 7-3 or 3-0. And so some of those are on the offensive line, which has been addressed as brand new interior, some of which is on Caleb. He's got to get the ball out faster. He can't take that sack. That ball's just got to be out or thrown away. I expect that it's going to be a learning curve. Ben Johnson's offense is pretty involved. But I also think that Johnson's offense is quarterback friendly and probably gives Caleb the best chance to succeed in the long term.
Did you see anything from Caleb Williams individually last year that moved you in one direction or the other from where you were on him when he first got drafted?
No, not really. Look, I expected him to be good as a rookie. Not great, good. And I thought as a rookie, he was fine. I don't think he was bad. I don't think he was great. And look, that's a really tough situation to be in. That team, after the Hail Mary in Washington, completely fell apart in every possible way. Eberflus was a dead coach walking at that point. They lost, 10 games in a row? Yeah, something like that. That team was emotionally shot after that game. And look, I will say, and I said before, I think Williams has to stop with the negative plays that he can avoid. That's got to be job number one this year. He didn't throw a ton of picks, But taking big sacks, taking sacks where, hey, man, just flip it out of bounds. Throw it over some guy's head. Like that, those easy throws. I was at OTAs. Now, they're OTAs, right? I mean, glean what you want from them. But there were times where, you know, in a 7-on-7 drill, hey, this guy's open. Just throw it to him. Throw it for 6-7 yards instead of trying to force it down the field and getting picked off by a linebacker. Like, now, granted, that's a time to try things and to experiment. But, you know, in a game, if it's 2nd and 10, you got a guy open in the flat for 5 yards, throw it to him. Mm-hmm. And that is, I think, the next step in his evolution.
No doubt. No doubt. And that seems to be, you know, reading between the lines of a lot of the things that Ben Johnson has said, and to a lesser degree, the offensive coordinator Declan Doyle, is, yeah, the special, there'll always be room for the special, but let's get the simple down, which he has struggled with to some degree. Matt, I got to ask you, too, you know, last year, I'll just say me, and I know I'm not the only one, a lot of us fell for what was around Caleb Williams last year. When Keenan Allen came in, they drafted Rome Odunze, you've got DJ Moore there, you've got Cole Kmet there, everything seemed to be in place. I'm very tempted to say the same thing this year because the offensive line is better, because you drafted Colston Loveland, because you drafted Luther Burden, because Rome Odunze is in his second year. Isn't it ideal for Caleb Williams?
Yeah, I mean, it is, which is why, to me, that's where the pressure goes on him. There's no excuses. You brought in Joe Tooney and Jonah Jackson at guard. Excuse me. You brought in Drew Dahlman in free agency at center. Tooney's an all-pro, borderline Hall of Famer. These other two guys are really good players. You better be good. You brought in a coach who is offensive-minded, who people have been trying to hire away from Detroit for years. You have weapons. DJ Moore is a better receiver than anybody on the Packers, for an example. Rome Odunze might end up being better than anybody on the Packers.
Yeah.
You know, and defensively, they're good. There's no excuse for them to finish in the last place this year in the NFC North, as tough as the division is. Because I think, quite frankly, I think they're more talented than Green Bay. And I think when you look at Minnesota, like, I love Minnesota's roster, but there's a huge question mark, obviously, at quarterback. You just don't know what J.J. McCarthy is going to be. Now, look, if the Bears go out this year and they're 9-8 in a really hard division and they just miss out on the playoffs, is it disappointing? Yeah, but you could defend it. If they go 7-10 and they're in last place and Caleb Williams doesn't make a significant jump, that's a failure all the way around. They should be a borderline, if not playoff team. And if they're not that needs to be discussed as to why. Is it Johnson? Is it Williams? Is it something else? But that there's no excuse for this team not to be significantly improved.
Brody and Maklof in for Rahimi and Harris, talking with Matt Verderam of SI.com here on the show. And I agree with you that the pressure is on Caleb and on the offense, and the spotlight is there too. But it would take a lot of the pressure off if that defense could live up to the expectations that folks had for them last year when people were talking about them being a top 5, top 10 defense. That's where I'm setting the bar this year. Even though there isn't a lot of that chatter, Matt, and the spotlight isn't on them, that's what I want this defense to be. Is that realistic in your eyes?
Yeah, I think they can be a top 10 defense. They do. I mean, they've got star players on that team. Jalen Johnson's one of the best corners in the NFL. I think Jaquan Brisker, as long as he's healthy, is one of the better safeties in the league. They have excellent linebacker play with Edwards and with Edmonds. They have an $100 million edge rusher in Montez Sweat. Like, yeah. I mean, I think Gervin Dexter's a good player. They have enough guys. There is no excuse for them not to be good defensemen. I get it. Eberflus is gone, and so you're changing over maybe some of the stylistic parts of it. But, again, look, this Bears team, there's pressure for a lot of reasons. They haven't been a legitimate contender in a while. Defensively, you look at them and say there's talent there. Offensively, you look at them and say there's talent there. And also with Williams specifically, let's be real. There's a lot of pressure on him, too, because what the guy did behind him last year. I mean, Jaden Daniels went out and won Offensive Rookie of the Year and took a Commanders team that franchise has been a dumpster fire for 30 years, turned to the NFC Championship game. So, look, I do think the defense can be a top 10 unit. And I think offensively, there's no excuse for them not to be able to function top half of the league level. I'm not saying they're going to be Buffalo or even the Detroit or maybe even a team like a Kansas City with all the talent. But, like, they can be a top 15 offense and improving as the year goes on.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, what we worry about with the defense is, Matt, is getting to the quarterback. Now, maybe Dennis Allen and his creativity and his version of the 4-3 defense will just naturally allow for there to be more pressure on the inside. But when we look at, like, Dio Dangbo, who has never had a double-digit sack year, Montez Sweat, only one double-digit sack year, that's the concerning part, Matt.
Yeah, no, and it is. Look, the Bears, like, Dennis Allen's a very good coordinator. He's not a good coach, head coach, but he's a good coordinator. He's a very good coordinator. I would expect that the Bears, if there was one thing defensively that you look at and say, okay, what is it? It's like, okay, you need to have a secondary pass rusher who's consistent when you're not blitzing outside of Sweat. Right? Like, their secondary should be good. I'm not that worried about the secondary. Again, I think the linebackers are excellent. I think the big thing is if you can, as an offense, if you can erase Sweat, if you can limit him in a game, who's going to be that other guy? And if that other guy doesn't exist, do you then have to blitz a lot and sit there and say, okay, well, we're going to put our corners on islands and we're going to take more chances? And look, I think the Bears have the corners that you can do that at times. At the same point, I don't care who you are, it's the NFL. If you blitz and you don't get home and some guy's got 3 seconds, you got a problem. So I do think they did add some pieces, as you mentioned, in free agency. I do think there are some guys like a Dexter, who I mentioned earlier, who I think can take the next step. But yes, like, that is probably the piece that you look at and go, all right, if there's a game where Sweat's not rolling or he's out for a couple of weeks, is the pass rush going to be there enough that you don't have to play roulette all the time? And that's a question probably 20 teams in the league have. But the Bears are in that group.
Man, I know you said you're going to be visiting the NFC, the other NFC North teams next week. You already mentioned that you think that the Bears roster at least is more talented than Green Bay. Doesn't mean the Bears are going to win more. But how do you kind of handicap the NFC North at this point? Minnesota, Detroit, still the top dogs in this division, no doubt. Or do you see it differently?
I like Minnesota a lot more than most because I just look at the Vikings and see O'Connell's a great coach and he's a great quarterbacks coach. And if they get anything out of McCarthy, that team is stacked. I mean, you look at them across the board and there's not too many weaknesses. The secondary, maybe, specifically the corners outside of Murphy, but they're pretty loaded. I am very interested in Detroit. I've been a huge Detroit guy the last couple of years. I picked them to go to the Super Bowl last year. I don't know what to think of them. You know, normally you lose a coordinator and you're like, all right, you know, it's okay. But with Dan Campbell's not an offensive or defensive coordinator by trade. So losing both those coordinators and replacing them, quite honestly, with really unproven guys in those spots, that's going to be interesting. I also don't know what, you know, Hutchinson, McNeil, they're coming off huge injuries. Like, I think Detroit takes a step back here. I don't think all of a sudden they're going to go 9-8, but I think they could be an 11-win team instead of a 15-win team. I think they're still very good. Are they the same? No. Minnesota, the big question is McCarthy. And then, yeah, the Packers, I love LaFleur as a coach. I don't know if we completely know what Love is yet. I think he's good. I don't think he's great.
Yeah.
But you look at them and, like, who's the weapon that scares you to death on defense? I don't know. Who's the guy on their defense that you look at and go, that guy is a game wrecker? I don't know if that guy exists. Like, I've always thought Rashawn Gary was going to become that guy, but he never really has. So I think the Bears – If you're the Bears, you're going, look, we can win 10 games and we can compete with these teams because the Vikings have questions, the Lions have questions, and the Packers have questions. So tough division, great division, but I think the Bears are good enough that they can be in the mix in it.
I love it, Matt. Great stuff. Look forward to probably talking to you more this summer and throughout the season. Good luck with your tour of the NFC North, and thanks for coming on The Score, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, guys. Take care.
Yep, that is Matt Verderam of SI.com. Good stuff from him. When we return, we are going to do our halftime segment. It's going to be a group effort because there was something going on in the Cubs game last night. Simultaneously, while there's a hot Cubs game going on, there is a potential no-hitter happening, which left the broadcasters of the Cubs a little bit torn, a little bit conflicted. So that will be featured in our halftime segment. We'll also get you up to date on everything that we've talked about so far here today on the Rahimi and Harris Show. Mark Rohde and Rami Makhlouf filling in, and you are listening to the Rahimi and Harris Show on 670 The Score and the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
Mark Grody and Rami Makhlouf in for the Rahimi and Harris show. It's halftime. We just had a great conversation with Matt Verderam of SI.com.
He's good.
What I got out of that, Rami, was, boy, he is a heavy, heavy expectation. Like, basically, no excuse for the Bears not to be really good.
He's high on the Bears.
He's high on the Bears. A lot of people, we took calls for a couple of segments, as it turned out, about Caleb Williams. I would say more people are optimistic still about Caleb Williams than not. That's sort of where I stand, with a few nuances involved, and we talked about that, so you could check out all the things that you might have missed on the Odyssey app here today.
It's halftime.
Yes, sir. It is halftime, and there was a situation yesterday during the Cubs game. As the Cubs were playing and leading the Reds at Wrigley Field last night, I was, like many of you, watching the Cubs game on the Marquee Sports Network. I guess it was during the day that this was going down. While the Cubs were playing, getting late in the game, simultaneously, the Guardians' Gavin Williams was closing in on a no-hitter, which was just tantalizing to Boog Shambi on the Marquee Sports Network.
All right, so you know what? I'm just going to go full disclosure. It's the top of the fifth. The Cubs won. The Reds nothing. But we work in this game. We love the Cubs. We love baseball. Gavin Williams is throwing a no-hitter right now for the Cleveland Guardians. He just struck out Lindor. Nobody throws no-hitters anymore. So with one out in the ninth, he's throwing a no-hitter. And I am currently watching that game while calling this game. And I'm scared that I'm going to call the play-by-play from that game. Horton. That one fouled back by Stevenson.
Well, you know, go ahead and lock in on that, and we'll just kind of we'll sit back and enjoy some afternoon baseball here at Wrigley.
Okay.
Watch Cade Horton do his thing, just pounding the strike zone.
The 1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Let's send it downstairs in Elise Medicare.
Yeah, Boog, I got you. I got something on Cade while you're watching the other game. He feels that since Houston. He's having conviction in his fastball. Look, we just saw another strikeout on it, a couple last inning. So not only is he locating it, he's throwing it with conviction. Since that Houston start, that was really the only one where he felt he couldn't slow the game down. Craig Counsell saying that maybe he learned he was just a little too amped up for that start. You know, what does that do for you? You get Marte popping it up to Dansby, and so he made the adjustments that he needed to, and that is one of his strengths as a pitcher. He learns from that. He adjusts, and he just continues to be really strong.
At least breaking news, Juan Soto is just homered off of Gavin Williams to break up the no-hitter, and now I'm going to turn that game off.
You can jinx a no-hitter from 1,000 miles away.
Yeah, that's how good I am.
We get all of it, including another game. It was going down. It was happening. I do like that he gave the disclaimer, that he was just straight up honest about it. There's a no-hitter going on. No-hitters don't. Weren't there like three or four or five no-hitters in its season just like 3 or 4 years ago? But what did you think of that, Rami Makhlouf?
I'm sorry, what did you say, Grody? I'm watching A's and Nationals.
Yeah. I get it.
A's are up 3-0 in the bottom of the third. It's a one-hitter right now. It's a one-hitter that the A's got going. No, I was watching that, and I thought, I got a chuckle out of it. At first, I was like, I don't know if that's very professional on Boog's part. But then I thought about it, and I'm a diehard, born and raised Chicago sports fan, but I've worked in three other markets. I've worked in Milwaukee, I worked in the Twin Cities, and I worked in Sacramento, and I'd be lying if I said I haven't been watching a Cubs game or two while I was on the air talking about another team, specifically in Sacramento, because of the time difference. Whether it was a 1:20 start or a 7:05 start or anywhere in between, I was doing an afternoon show, and so the Cubs run at the time that I was working a lot.
Yes.
And so I would have the Cubs game up on my phone as I was doing the show, and my co-host, who is also my boss, none too pleased about it, but never told me I couldn't do it. You know what I mean?
Right, not in the contract.
Exactly. Yeah. It wasn't in the contract or anything. Right. So I've done it. I understand people who maybe give the side eye to what Boog is doing there, but
yeah, I get
I'd be a hypocrite. I'd be a hypocrite if I sat here and gave him a hard time for it.
Which one of us doesn't have five things going on at any given time?
Exactly,
what do you think I've been doing this whole show? I've been paying bills this whole show. What do you think's been going on here? Actually, what I actually thought about in real time when that was happening. Let me tell you what I thought about. This is what I thought about.
Jammed him, ate him up. Tied. Long way to go. Watch out. He goes in.
I think he made the catch.
Made the catch. Did he hang on?
But he's hurt.
Yeah, he's hurt.
It was a spectacular effort, and this is a real, real bad sight. Wow, it looked like he hit his mouth right on the seat. Ball was in the glove.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Carlos Sanchez and...
When we find out...
I'm going downstairs. You take over, okay?
So Carlos takes over at third base.
All right. I just saw him.
And...
I didn't see him for maybe 15, 20 seconds. Remy got him in there going. It appears his teeth went through his lip. But I was worried about a broken jaw or something like that. And it appears, knock on wood, I'm not a doctor, it appears he's going to be okay. He just said he was more scared than anything.
I can't blame him.
Can't blame him, no. But knock on wood, that's all there is.
Let me tell you about that guy right there. Let me tell you about Steve. I'm going to tell you what, Steve. You can't handle this play-by-play. You're worthless anyway. You imagine a boo handed to JD. Hey, man. Oh, man. Hey, we got this going on, man. Hey, they got cupcake.
Well, you heard Elise Menaker jump in there.
He
was well protected to take a foot off the gas there.
They were like, get it down. Get it down to Elise immediately. We're losing Boog. We have lost Boog. Get it to Elise.
When JD said, why don't you just go ahead and watch that game? I thought JD was going to use broadcaster term. I thought Boog was about to just lay out and let the game play out, and you can just watch at home while he watches the no-hitter in the booth.
I can see JD like pulling out of his pocket, because he's like, he is the ultimate. Jim Deshaies is the ultimate new school meets old school broadcaster.
Yes.
Like, I could see him having like the old transistor little TV screen in his pocket. He'd go, hey man, I got this right here. We can just kind of watch the game right here. Hey man, what do you think about that, Boog? Yeah, we got that going on. So that was very interesting, and that's what. So I thought about Hawk.
Why did Hawk need to go down and check on him? Like, they have sideline reporters and on field reporters for that type of stuff. He had to go down personally and check on him.
I think he had a friendship.
That was his guy.
Okay.
I'm going downstairs. You take over. Okay?
You think I'm gonna stay up here with you for one more second, Steve Stone? I don't think that's gonna be the case. I'm gonna go down there. I'm gonna tell you what the update, and I'm gonna give you a piece of my mind. Oh, man. So funny. This segment is being brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
This is a close call for Todd Frazier. He might need some free teeth.
Let me tell you about Todd Frazier. Do me a favor. Don't put that in the book.
Todd, I got this thing for you. Almost free teeth.
Todd, I don't know what Stone's talking about. I'm going to go up there. I'm going to check on you, and then I'm going to go home and give somebody a piece of my mind. We need to take a break, and when we return, we got five on it. Yes, we do. It is Grody and Maklouf in for Raheemy and Harris on the score.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.